Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. We have a voter with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation on the show now, who happens to be a great friend to Connecticut music, Jimmy Koplik, Live Nation. And we're talking about who he will vote for. He only gets five yeses.
Yes.
Rock and Roll Hall of Fame announced its nominees for 2021. So we covered Mary J. Blige, nope. Kate Bush, Devo. They're all no's.
Yep.
Foo Fighters, Jimmy?
It's the interesting thing about the Foo Fighters. There seems to be some bias against voting people in the first year. It's sort of like the Baseball Hall of Fame. There's that similar bias. Because last year, for the first time, Dave Matthews' band was nominated. And I voted for Dave Matthews' band. I mean, how can you not have them in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Well, they didn't get inducted. They're not even on the ballot this year. So I will, and I think with all due respect to the Foo Fighters, I would have voted for the Dave Matthews Band also over the Foo Fighters. But I'm going to vote for the Foo Fighters because I think they deserve to be in.
There's a yes right there.
I think if any band gets in first round this early in the career, it's the Foo Fighters. Absolutely. Everybody loves them.
Yep. Mass appeal on them. Yeah. Great songs. Plus, you know, Dave Grohl had the Nirvana fame.
Wait, what?
I'm just saying
I'm just having fun with you.
Okay.
All right.
So I'm like, I have to explain this really.
Right. He's already in for that Nirvana. For drumming for them.
Oh, right. Really?
Yeah.
All right. The Go-Go's.
I'm undecided about the Go-Go's. I had thought no initially, and then I started to read up on it, and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame will send me a biography on each band.
Oh,
I haven't gotten
fun.
It in the mail yet. So I'll read up on it. But they were one of the first girl rock and roll bands, and I think that really means a lot. And they certainly had a long career. They had a lot of hits. So right now it's probably a yes, but I'm not fully decided on the Go-Go.
I'm going to put that down as a question mark.
Right. Like
yeah,
pioneers.
That's a question mark.
Yeah.
I got to think about that.
Yeah.
How many songs did I add? This one?
Right. Our Lips Are Sealed.
Vacation.
Right.
And one other one. I mean, they had a lot of good songs, but I just remember those.
Yeah.
I remember four. There's one more.
Did you
say
Head Over Heels?
We sold out arenas. We had them headline arenas. They were popular live. Certainly sold a lot of records. And they were one of the originals. You know, there were girl bands before, like the Supremes and
Runaways.
The Ronettes, but they weren't rock bands.
Right.
These guys were rock bands.
They played their own instruments, wrote their own songs.
Yeah, I think that deserves credit. So it's a question mark on them. I have to think about them.
Phil, do you have their hits?
And then they randomly released like new music recently, too.
Yeah.
I think Ashley said the other one that was the big one.
What was it?
Head Over Heels?
Wasn't that Tears for Fears?
No.
Yeah, those seem like
Head
the most
over
popular.
Heels. I don't
Heels.
Remember that song.
Neither do I.
I'm waiting for the ad to finish.
Oh, okay.
Google answered my question.
Google.
Oh, yeah. I like this song.
I don't recognize it yet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
1984.
This should be in some 80s movie.
I'm sure it is somewhere.
Yeah.
Very deep. A John Cusack film.
Sounds like the theme song from Friends.
All right. So Jimmy has one yes, Foo Fighters, question mark on the Go-Go's. I think I know how you're going to vote on this next one. Iron Maiden.
Absolutely.
Yes!
And why? Jimmy?
That's a good question.
What's that?
I think the music's playing through the phone too loud. Why Iron Maiden?
Because they were one of the great heavy metal bands of the 80s, and to this very day, they still sell 10,000 to 20,000 tickets. And I also happen to think Bruce Dickinson is one of the nicest people I've ever met in the business. So I take a little personal pleasure in voting for them.
And flies his own damn plane, for God's sake. Guy does everything.
And I don't know if it's Bruce. Who's the lead singer?
Bruce Dickinson.
Okay, who's the bass player?
That's Stephen Harris.
Ah, okay. Bruce Dickinson then has some degree in like something crazy. We were reading this the other night in bed, Jennifer and I. It's like he's super smart. We're
going to wear. Yeah, he is very smart. He really loves the fans. And listen, they've been selling out arenas for 30 years. You got to give them a lot of credit. So there's no doubt I'm voting for Iron Maiden.
And they fence and play soccer, too.
All right. One more. We go to break. Then we got a bunch of others to run through here. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame nominees. Jimmy's voting. We got one yes for the Foo Fighters, question mark for the Go-Go's, and a absolutely for Iron Maiden. Next on the list is Jay-Z.
That's a question mark. It's either going to be for me, Jay-Z, or the Go-Go's. I have to decide which one. They're my fifth choice. I haven't decided. I am a believer that hip-hop should be in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I'm leaning towards Jay-Z versus the Go-Go's because Jay-Z was the first hip-hop artist to play a real concert. And there were many years that hip-hop was popular and they didn't even go out in concert. Jay put together a band, made it a live show, and brought hip-hop to the live audience. And wow. I think that counts as a lot. So,
innovative, yeah.
Yeah, I'm most likely, and I think he is really the modern father of hip-hop. And so I probably will end up casting the Go-Go's aside and putting Jay-Z in.
Many have.
And boy, I'm going to get a lot of crap from people on that. But I do believe that hip-hop, every type of music should be in there.
Tremendous amount of influence he has had on all types of artists. Incredible.
I love this song, too. This is a great song, Empire.
Is this called Empire?
Empire State of Mind.
Empire State of Mind, sorry.
Yeah, close. Very close, AJ.
I am. Thank you.
You get a point for that.
I do.
Yeah. All right. Next up, Chaka Khan, Carole King, LL Cool J, Rage Against the Machine. We're going to find out how Jimmy's going to vote on these. He gets 5 votes in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame list of nominees. We've gone through some of them. Jimmy Koplik is on right now. Mary J. Blige is a no. Kate Bush is a no. Devo, a no. Foo Fighters, a yes. The Go-Go's,
probably not.
Iron Maiden, absolutely. Jay-Z,
probably yes.
Chaka Khan?
No.
I guess I say Chaka Khan. Chaka Khan, Chaka Khan.
Yeah. So she was nominated, and she was like, Chaka Khan? Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan?
Chaka Khan? Disbelief, Chaka Khan. You know, she's every woman.
Carole King?
Yes.
Yes.
Is that too late, baby? Yes. Now it's too late?
Jimmy didn't even have to think about that.
No.
No. No jerk reaction.
Shocking that she was never in as an artist before. She is in as a writer with her ex-husband. But she was not in as an artist. And, you know, I'm a certain age, but she wrote the most, as far as I'm concerned, iconic female album in history, which was Tapestry. And she followed up with a lot of hits and big concert seller, always sold out when she went into concerts. I don't see how she wasn't in before. When I saw this, I said, oh, my goodness, I can't believe she wasn't in already.
And not only as an artist, but like you said, a songwriter. She wrote so many songs for like 60s groups, right? The girl groups and...
Oh, really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will You Love Me Tomorrow? Oh, she wrote tons of them.
Yeah.
Huh. Why Are You Cold? Something like that.
So you know what we need? We need a hard rock band that does a tribute to Carole King.
That'd be awesome.
Plays all Carole King songs.
Right, just metal style.
And Jimmy would not book that band. I could tell by the signs.
He's like, yeah, good luck with that. I'll be over here.
Chaz and AJ presents. Everything you did with Van Halen, which did very well. So let's follow up your great career with that.
I'll be playing my yard.
This name I never even heard of. Fela Kuti?
I've never heard of this person either.
I wrote it that once.
Does she have cooties?
At a donut shop.
Tough name.
Is it a she?
All right. We don't even know. No, it's a dude.
Yeah, when you feel a cootie, like I feel one right now.
Phil?
Yeah, it's a topless man in this picture, so I don't think it's a woman.
You can see his cooties.
A topless man.
And you want to feel him?
Should he be topless?
Who is he?
I don't know. We're asking you, Jimmy.
Ashley?
I have no idea who he is.
Look him up.
Hard to vote for a person.
What's his name? Sit around like, I don't know what to do. Look him up.
What's his name?
I'm guessing a no from Jimmy. Fela.
Fela. F-E-L-A. K-U-T-I is the last name.
I was typing in Sheila, which is why I wasn't getting anything.
Maybe it's Fela Kuti. Gotcha. Yeah, be careful when you put Sheila Kuti. You get something totally different.
This is a no.
I guess it's jazz artist, maybe?
What's the point? How do they, you know?
How do they not nominate the Dave Matthews Band or Jethro Tull and nominate Fela Kuti?
Somebody said, you know, we got to have some artist on here that makes us seem like we're looking deeper than just hit makers.
We're plugged in.
Yeah. Ashley?
He is regarded as the pioneer of Afrobeat, an African music genre,
okay,
combining traditional, yeah, Afro-Cuban music with funk and jazz.
Gotcha.
I can hear the funk and jazz.
Funk and jazz?
That's two separate words. Funk and jazz. Not funk and jazz.
Funk and jazz.
Thanks.
Hey, here you go. Here's your funk and jazz.
Yeah.
I don't want any funk and jazz.
Shut your funkin' mouth.
In the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Turn off your funk and jazz.
Whose funkin' idea was this?
Funk and jazz.
Well, he gave us that, so that was cool.
We're going back to that later. Okay. All right, LL Cool J?
No.
LL.
That's a no.
No.
Yep. That was a fast no, too.
The LL's made like about Jimmy.
Well, there's just five choices.
Right.
Does he deserve eventually to get in? Very possibly.
Yes, not right now.
Very possibly. Just with five choices, I can't vote.
Maybe Fela Kuti come back.
He was the original Jay-Z, no?
No, it's LL, right. Not Jay-Z. Mm. Different loves.
No.
Yes, ladies love.
All right, New York Dolls?
No.
Oh.
No.
Wow, that was fast.
You only have five choices, and I bet you they get a fair amount of votes, but not on my ballot.
It's like being at a buffet with a small plate. You only want to pick the stuff you really want.
Yeah, that's
plate.
True. It's right. Like a Thanksgiving Day plate.
Right, you go
There's
back
only so much
on
room
for the stuff you didn't have the first time.
Jimmy, without naming names, is there anyone on this list that I mentioned that you're voting no because you had a bad experience with them?
No.
Okay.
But I would vote no for that reason.
It's helpful.
I think everybody would.
All right.
Really, let's be real here.
Next one, Rage Against the Machine.
Again, only have five votes. I believe that they should eventually get in, but no.
Wow.
They don't fit on my ballot this year.
No,
I thought that was going to be a yes for you.
Yeah, but
so how many
votes are there? Four, so
three
I only
left.
One left.
Three. Oh, wait. Oh, yeah, because Jay-Z's probably a yes, so that
yes,
would be
Jay-Z's
four.
Yes, Jay-Z's probably a yes.
Yep. Okay. Todd Rundgren?
Oh, boy. I'm going to get a lot of crap from people on this, but the answer to that is no, not on this ballot. Don't have enough votes.
Hello, it's me, Jimmy. Wait.
But there is quite a run on people saying, let's get Todd Rundgren into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But again, if I had seven votes, maybe I'd put him in there. But with five, I don't have enough votes.
Weren't you attacked on Facebook one year? Didn't you get into
I got beaten up. It's good. Wait an hour after the show. You'll see it happening all over again.
Really?
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Todd Rundgren, you know.
There's a fan base that's rabid and very active.
It's actually
rabid
Todd.
Rundgren.
It's actually Todd.
That's what they're
the
called.
The Rundgrens.
Apparently, as a producer, he was, like, enormously influential, like, just song after song after song that you've known and heard of.
Yeah.
Not necessarily his own repertoire, but just
Grand
others.
Funk.
Yep.
Hey. Plus, that whole thing is just Ringo.
That wouldn't get you in.
I know, but I just want to mention something.
AJ just wanted to be part of the...
Exactly. Just want to be part of the conversation.
It's all about it.
Shut your funkin' mouth.
I think I started something.
Okay. Tina Turner.
Yes.
Yes, Jimmy. What's love
got to do? Could you stop shouting, though? Really?
I know.
You heard the hearing? It's all about hair. What?
Oh, my gosh. She turns into like a harbor seal.
Right. Like, relax, Tina. It's okay.
AJ's talking
like
about
you.
Tina, and Phil's making fun of me.
I'm talking about Tina.
Jimmy will never talk to any of us when he has a hangover.
No, never. No. That's why he's talking to us now, actually.
And why Tina?
I think she is the preeminent female star of the last 40 years. I think she's in already with Ike. And I think she's bigger than I can Tina Turner.
She never ever did nice anything.
So I would question Ike and Tina, but I certainly wouldn't question Tina Turner. Tina Turner is just an absolute superstar, and everybody knows her songs, and she wrote a lot of her songs also. That gives her a lot of credit, in my opinion, to get in, because not only are you a singer, but you're a songwriter, and I consider that real important as far as whether you're eligible to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And epic hair. She had the heat miser before heat miser.
Well, she knew when she was having this second resurgence in the 80s, she knew it was temporary.
Yeah.
You know, every artist goes through this.
I'm going to get it all out now.
Yeah.
Yep. Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. She was in that movie.
Well, that's true. You're right.
Yep.
Dionne Warwick.
No.
No.
She knew that from the Psychic Network.
Mm.
Say, nope, Jimmy Second vote for me.
Didn't Burt Bacharach write a lot of her songs?
Yeah.
He was one of those guys who could write like a million number one songs.
But he wrote great for her.
Right.
He did write great songs for her, and she was a great songstress for his songs.